Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We talked about this Friday, and you asked me whether I thought the guy was getting booted off of Jeopardy. And on the way home, I was listening to John Williams, and I was like, I think I'm going to tweet Dean right now, because he did. Nothing could save him.
No, you called it. That guy, Mike Richards, who was selected to be the new daytime host of Jeopardy, was, he stepped away from it all. After it was disclosed that he made some very offensive comments on a podcast several years ago about women, about Jewish people, about Asian people, lots of terrible remarks that he made that we spoke about and said, how do you come back from that? And he just decided that he was going to step away from the job. So now the other host that was chosen for Jeopardy, Mayim Bialik, formerly of The Big Bang Theory, who was chosen to host primetime specials and other spinoffs from Jeopardy, will temporarily fill in as the daytime host when the show resumes production next week. They are going to continue to look for another host. They're going to bring in more guest hosts, so we'll see who's going to come through this time. LeVar Burton continues to be the number one choice on social media. People very, very disappointed that he wasn't chosen in the first place. So whether or not he gets the job permanently, this time or not, time will tell.
Dean checks in with us every day on 720 WGN, and his segment is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Can we talk about Kanye West for a second? Because I am completely intrigued by this story.
Yeah, this is very interesting. He's got a big feud going on with rapper Drake right now. That's not unusual for the rappers to be in beefs, as they call them, feuds with one another. Kanye West, I mean, they've been sniping back and forth at each other, but I guess yesterday Kanye West posted Drake's home address in Toronto.
That's rude.
On Instagram. That's not right.
Yeah.
He deleted it, but he did put it on there. But here's the even bigger story, and this is something that is right here, going on right here in Chicago. Kanye West is building a replica of his childhood home that he grew up in on the South Side, right in the middle of Soldier Field. It's going on right now, as a matter of fact. We have our helicopters flew over it, and we shot some footage of this little, cute little house that is right in the middle of the playing field right now. And that's where Kanye West is going to have his album listening party this coming Thursday. He's been promising that he's going to release this new album that's called Donda, which was his late mother's name. So, he's trying to bring it all back. His manager, Kanye West's manager, says the album is definitely coming out on Friday. But if you see some footage of a house in the middle of Soldier Field, it's not like a Wizard of Oz thing where the whole, a whole house got lifted up and dropped somewhere else. It's Kanye building a replica of his childhood home.
It's pretty stunning. And I know most people, maybe I'm stereotyping, that listen to this radio station probably aren't familiar with the music of Kanye West. But if you speak to your grandkids, they will tell you they identify him as a genius. And I would give him the genius factor when it comes to marketing, because he's not playing Soldier Field. He's playing his new album, and people are paying $200 to go there just to listen to it.
That's the lower price, $200. If you go to the Ticketmaster website of available tickets for this right now, the low-end price is $200. If I scroll down, $875.
To listen to an album while he stands there.
To sit? Well, is he going to even be in that house?
I don't know.
We don't even know what he's going to do this time. When he did the same thing in Atlanta, he came out into the middle of the arena and just, stood around and danced around a little bit. I don't know what he's going to do with this house. Is he going to cut the grass? Is he going to, do a little hedge trimming, some painting? I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. But for, you know, somebody, you know, there's one ticket available for $875, according to Ticketmaster.com, you know. That can be yours. You'll be right in the front row if you pay that much for
it. And you're going to pay $100 for a T-shirt. He sold $7 million worth of merchandise at his listening party in Atlanta last week. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and we showed the menu for the concessions in Atlanta, where if you wanted to buy a hot dog, it cost $40, or chicken nuggets, $50. So, you know, God bless him. You know, if you can make that kind of money, go for it.
Absolutely. 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. And as usual, this time every day, I'm usually listening. Now I actually get to talk to Dean Richards from WGN TV.
It's quite a thrill, isn't it?
Honestly, Dean, I'm a big fan. So yes, it is a thrill. I know you find that silly, but I'm telling you, it's the truth. So Samantha on Sex and the City, I'm sorry, she cannot be replaced.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they do on this Sex and the City reboot, I guess you might call it. This new show is going to be called And Just Like That. And they've brought back nearly everybody from the original show to be in this reboot, premise of which is now we're going to visit the ladies who are now, you know, 50 years of age and above, with all of the boyfriends and, you know, all of the side characters along the way. Cynthia Nixon signed up to be part of it with Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, but not Kim Cattrall as Samantha. Apparently, there's no love lost between Kim Cattrall, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the rest. Kim Cattrall just did not want anything to do with this. And everybody wondered, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to write her off the show? Are they going to bring her in at the last minute? What's going to happen? Sarah Jessica Parker yesterday posted some pictures with her co-stars that included Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, and also a newcomer, Nicole Ari Parker. She will play a character called Lisa Todd Wexley. So apparently that's going to be the new fourth lady on the show now, replacing the Samantha character. But I mean, yeah, I agree with you. The Samantha character was one in a million. Do they bring somebody else in to be the, you know, sexy, you know, say anything, do anything kind of character? Or is it a completely, you know, different kind of thing? We have to wait until the show premieres on HBO Max this fall.
I think it's tough, too, because we all age and Kim Cattrall has aged. And you can't really be that, you know, 35, 40-year-old sex bomb in a show where you've obviously now aged into your 50s. It probably doesn't translate well, right?
Yeah, it would be a little awkward, I would imagine.
Might be hard to pull off. Okay, so my husband and I are on different sides of the political spectrum. In fact, he is an elected official in his town. I vote for the other party. The one thing we watch together where we don't argue is Bill Maher. Because Bill Maher is kind of, you don't know where he's going to go. You just don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. And now I see he's rejecting the booster vaccine.
Yeah, generally Bill Maher leans to the left, but sometimes he really surprises you and says things, you know, that are not left at all, not liberal at all. And one of the latest things now that he is saying is that he is going to refuse a COVID-19 booster shot. He's 64 years old. He is fully vaccinated right now, although he said he never wanted to be vaccinated. He just did it, in his words, to take one for the team, I guess, to get, you know, get the show back up and running again. Although he tested positive for COVID. He's one of these people that got vaccinated and wound up getting COVID-19 anyway.
Oh.
Asymptomatic, but he did test positive for it. But now he is saying he is not going to get the booster shot. Now, here are some of the things that he said about that. I know a lot of millennials, they don't think they need it, and they're probably right. I don't want a one-size-fits-all. My body may be different from yours. Which, you know, I understand some of the logic in there. I don't know necessarily that I would take medical advice because somebody is a millennial. But
right.
that's what he is saying on this. If you haven't been following the news, and you do follow science, the CDC is recommending that anyone who got the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine get a booster shot 8 months after receiving their second dose. But Bill Maher says he's not going to do it.
Hmm. Star Trek's creator's son is celebrating his dad's legacy. What's that about?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. The great Gene Roddenberry was a television executive. He was a writer. His greatest claim to fame was the Star Trek series that debuted in 1966, went on to spawn, I think it's 9 other TV series and this film franchise and books and conventions and all kinds of things. Star Trek, he's truly an innovative, inventive person. Passed away several years ago, but he was really responsible for all things Star Trek. So this week, he would have been 100 years old. So his son, Rod Roddenberry, is celebrating his dad's legacy and his contributions to thinking beyond the box. That's really what Gene Roddenberry was all about. He's got a hashtag that's called Think Trek. You want to get some more information about it. But I did a Zoom chat with Rod Roddenberry about, you know, growing up in the family of Star Trek.
It took me a while. As a young kid, I was very self-involved and didn't really watch or care about Star Trek. I was more of a Star Wars person. But over the years, going to conventions, I learned a lot from fans. But of course, when my father passed away, there were many stories and letters written of people who said that their lives were changed by this TV show. And became very inspired by what my father and everyone who worked on Star Trek had created. And I said, this is something that I believe in. This is something that I want to the best of my ability, carry on in my own way. And then this year, being my father's 100th birthday, I think it's an incredible opportunity to recognize that and not just honor him, but honor the philosophies and ideas that are embedded in Star Trek.
Yeah. Love this theme song. I sing along with this theme song whenever I can. Can you imagine being Gene Roddenberry's son, you know, and your dad creates Star Trek. He's the creator of Star Trek, and you are not the least bit interested in it. You're interested in Star Wars and something else. Talk about disappointing your parents.
Absolutely. That's all I thought when he was talking. I thought, that sounds like my kid. Could they kind of go the opposite way of where you go?
Right.
They're like, no, I don't want anything to do with you.
Exactly.
Well, great to talk to you today. Have a beautiful day, Dean, and stay cool because it's going to be hot out there.
Likewise. We'll see you all tomorrow.